I'm joined from London by human rights lawyer Mark Stevens. Thanks so much for being with us. Let me ask you, do you know any more details about this agreement than we do? Because the sounds of it, it just sounds like a hope, but it's not very clear how it would work.
Well, what's happened is that in this country, in the UK, we have set up a robust system of checks and balances to ensure that the people who are coming here are proper refugees, and if they stay here, and if they're not, and they're economic migrants, for example, then they are returned to their own country after a period of due process. The French, unfortunately, haven't engaged in quite such a robust judicial process in processing the individuals who live in that place, which is called the jungle. And as a result, they've just continued to build and build and build there, and they haven't been dealt with. And it's important that they are, for two reasons, really. One is that if they are in danger and they can't be repatriated, then we should give them asylum. And if they are not people who are asylum seekers and genuine entitled to asylum, then they are economic migrants, then they should be repatriated and
to the announced plan? Because if indeed they're going to offer what you call a robust process to distinguish between economic migrants and persecuted refugees, that's not going to be a quick wholesale repatriation at all.
Well, I think what they have to do is quite often incentivize them. And in this country, we did do a series of voluntary repatriations. We sent planes that were chartered back with people who were actually realized that the life that they thought that they were going to lead in the United Kingdom wasn't at all what they expected, and they preferred to go back to the country of origin. That was a minority, but it did get rid of a lot of people to begin with. Then you have to start to process people and weed out who is it that is entitled to stay and who is not. And I'm afraid the French really have fallen down on the job here.
Well, but the presumption is also that you're going to get cooperation from these people. If they're really eager to get across the channel into the UK, I'm told some of them destroy their passports and refuse to tell authorities where they're really from.
Well, if that's right, then in those circumstances, one presumes that they are economic migrants and you return them or you send them to a country. I mean, that's the basis on which you work. And I think people can't hide their identity. We know what language they speak. We know roughly what ethnicity they are. We know which areas they're living in. Are they in the Afghan area? Are they in the Somali area? Those sorts of things give indicia, which I think at the end of the day will be able to lead people to be clear about where they're from, so that a proper repatriation process can be put in place. Really, it's about cooperation by the French and the British government to ensure that there is, in France, a robust repatriation process which reflects that which is in the United Kingdom, and everybody is complying with the European Convention on Human Rights, so that the human rights of the individuals are protected as well.